Manager's Log, Thursday, June 1st, 2017. Free dump day. The Hoopa Environmental Protection Agency is offering the Hoopa Valley tribal members a free dump day on a first-come, first-served basis. There are flyers on bulletin boards, display ads in the Two Rivers Tribune, and announcements on KIDE. While there is no charge to tribal members to toss their garbage, it is costing TIPA $30,000 for the service. The company contracted to haul away the bins are providing their service for a limited number of bins. This is why the free offer is on a first-come, first-served basis. Likewise, the company can only allow household waste in the bins and not certain other items that may contain toxic chemicals or have electronic products. There are other companies and services that allow such items that can be recycled, such as tires or old appliances or e-waste, such as computers and TVs, etc. These services cost more per contract. It may make more sense to contract for the tire waste, hazardous material waste like batteries, old paint, or e-waste that would be costly for people to haul to town and pay the unit fee based on the size of the item. Old tires laying around the yard make prime breeding grounds for mosquitoes. What needs to be said about hazardous waste? It is not good for other living things to have them stored nearby. Household garbage is less expensive to dump per household. Having a free dump day has two negative effects. One, it encourages people to store their household garbage waiting for the free dump day. Stored garbage has its own negative health effects. And two, having a free dump day cuts into the operation revenue of the Public Utilities District to operate the public refuge site. The cost of e-waste or tire waste could run $15,000 to $60,000 depending on the agreed contract services, but the opportunity for such harder and more costly dumping services has a positive preventive measure that is worth it. Another thought. Thanks for listening.